When you have real Dhamma, it changes the life for the better. Understand? Then they become a blessing to themselves and others. Understand? Even though non-self, he know you, he know me. Understand? But why I say still love yourself? Have love and be loved. You read this sentence, you think nothing. It's a crazy fellow, love yourself. But the deep meaning is so deep. That's why I say everything here is very direct Dhamma, very potent, penetrative understanding, can awaken living being, can transform your character, your understanding, your personality, your virtue, everything come as a package free. Understand or not? Did I charge for any of my classes or course? Retreat? I never. The 380 you pay is a subsidized thing. You know for what or not? The bus transport, you come with the bus. For the meal, a little bit of the meal. The lodging free, utility free, the whole place for you to use free. Understand or not? For 9 days, even at home you eat yourself, lodging, hotel, you know how much or not? At least 3 meals plus the lodging, I mean twin sharing, let's say. You must allow at least 300 ringgit, each person 150. So each person 150 times 9 days, how much? 1,000 plus, they only charge you 380. Cheap or not? 380, I mean about $35 a day, food, lodging and transport. The hotel also cannot afford. That's all. So sometimes we must have gratitude, kan'en. That's why I donate a lot to this temple. Why? Because I know they do very wholesome thing. That's why our Kanyamita Fund donate this year more, 12,000. So that Kanyamita Fund, our common pool fund, is also benefited. Then Kanyamita Fund also donated to the common pool. Then you all also, your whatever money you donate also go to the common pool. Everything we do at this retreat is from the common pool fund. So that's how I do things. I set up a common pool fund for any spiritual trip or any retreat or any activity. Then from the common pool, all of the wholesomeness we do will be from there. Then whoever donate will partake. And the one that donate the bulk of it is always the Kanyamita fund. That's why Kanyamita fund can be so different, so like very potent, evolving, become like faster and faster. That's why I predicted many years back, you can ask all the Kanyamita. I say the Kanyamita force is so strong, keep on evolving, moving. Then I say a lot of things will happen. And then you all witness every year, despite the lockdown, the MCO and all those things. So this is what the true Dhamma is. Oh, Suyan want to add. Suyan got a lot of things to add now. She helped me a lot. Not only treasurer, organize a lot of things. Together with a lot of other Kanyamitas. Yeah.
So if you don't know how to invest in your spiritual wealth, then you let Brother Teo invest for you. So what happens, let me just say it as it is. There's somebody that contacted me for details so that the Kanyamita fund can be in her will. So anything happens to her, then a certain amount will be donated to the Kanyamita fund.
Very good. These are people who have the understanding, understand. But please don't go and simply spread the thing. Like Kanyamita fund need money, forget about it. Because this one is up to the individual who had the faith and the understanding. And you can ask Sui An and even Stephanie. I never ask anybody to donate. if you got not only Sui Yan, if you got condition, because they want to offer to me, and I say no need. A better way is offer to the Kalimita. When I went now to Singapore, you remember you asked project, TK offered me the house done. Then their family member wow, so many of them keep on offering me ang pao and all, you know, Singapore dollar, not ringgit, you know. So I rejoice, sadhu, I say, don't worry, I will help you all. I will donate all this offering. I accept first to all the Kalimita. So Sui Yan know, they go through Sui exchange rate, because Sui work in Singapore, he wants the Sing dollar, so ringgit here he got a lot also. So she can help them to actually do the exchange. And every time TK donate Sing dollar, go through Sui, Sui convert and send to Sui Yan.
He also donate for the common fund.
He also donate for the common fund this round. So a lot of all this, when you have affinity, you can do. You think easy to partake in all this. You go and read the website. You know what is a Kalimita fund for. There is a very unique quality of this Kalimita fund. Only Kalimita fund can donate towards all the things I use to share the Dhamma. Understand? The printing of Dhamma book, the whiteboard we bought, this seat. Everything I use, the pen, everything, from Kalimita fund also. The website sponsoring every year, the payment, the fee, all from Kalimita fund. Only Kalimita fund can offer. You very wealthy, you want to offer this sharing of all this money that is needed for my propagation of the Dhamma, means the gift of truth. You know what is the gift of truth or not? Of all the giving, the highest one is what? The gift of truth. And only Kalimita fund can do, you realize. That's why that is the uniqueness of Kalimita. And this Kalimita fund, because of this, become so different. That's why all the Kalimita, for no reason, they become like people respect you, people know you are different. Then everyone, like, somehow or other, one way or other, benefited, have gratitude, have joy. Their life improves so much, their understanding improves so much. Where can you find, in the world, something of this nature? It's not an organization. Understand? I don't want to have like committee member, board of director. What for? Create more problem. Simple. Understand? And we call it Kalimita, Dhamma friend. That is what the Buddha actually started. He asked Ananda, he said, Kalimita is how many percent of your spiritual life? Ananda thought, 50%. Are you considered very good? The Buddha said, no. Is 100% of the holy life. Why? Avijja Sutta. The first step is what?
Kayamita.
To have?
To have
Kayamita. Understand or not? And the greatest of all the Kayamita is who?
Buddha.
The Tathagata. Understand or not? The Buddha say himself. It's written in my website from the Sutta. Then why are you still like gong gong like that? Don't know the beauty of all this. If I don't share all this, I think a lot of Kalimita also don't know what is going on. But they only know one thing. Because every time I announce that, I say, don't worry, our Kalimita fund can afford. We are quite healthy in our collection. And I never ask anybody to collect. But every year, Sui Yan and Stephanie, my two very faithful, reliable treasurer who volunteer to do all this free, they will present me the account. And I was so surprised. All the money they collect, they put FD short term. The interest is quite a lot. Understand? And go to Kalimita fund. So how to find all these sincere volunteers who do all this for you? You pay for accountant, you pay for clerk also, they won't do this for you. Understand? And they want monthly salary. So these are voluntary present accounts. I don't have to check, I just look at the summary, I say sadhu, thank them for what they have done. That's why I say, and you have such an understanding, you don't need to worry about money. We don't spend much. I don't intend to build building, build temple, build what for. If I can share like that, it's more effective, isn't it? With the website, with the sharing. Now, internet technology, AI, and so on. If you can do it in the way you understand and beneficial, why not? Okay? So let us rejoice. So I hope this example will give you confidence, faith, then love yourself. Understand? Love yourself means what? See what is important. Work towards it. Strive on with heedfulness. Develop the faith, the sincerity, the diligence, persevere, and just walk this way. Then you will be a beautiful, transformed living being. Understand? Then you will be a blessing not only to yourself, to everyone, to the world, to all of humanity. You walk this way, you become very beautiful on yourself. You have all-knowing knowledge, wisdom, virtue. All this come free. You know. What you have to do is to love yourself. Love yourself means take care of yourself by making sure you don't miss this window. You just have to do a few things. The Bodhisattva vow is the beginning. You already aspire. You already set forth the process. Understand? So continue to strive on with heedfulness. Means stabilize your awareness. Develop heedfulness. Then everything will come. Because your vow will take you along. Your sincerity will take you along. Your faith will take you along. Understand? What you have to do is to love yourself. So difficult, man? Huh? Some more doubt here, doubt there. The Buddha got Disha, Mahayana. The Buddha got what? Why you want to have this type of thought? It's because your past coming obstruction. People with the past, hear truth, hear all this, rejoice and anything, then awaken. You some more come up with this type of thought. Is it what thought? The green color one out there. Understand? That one is what? Whatever that condition, I doubt. Well, write down, doubt. Well, luckily, Sui changed the spelling. Just now I wrote wrongly.